Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Kick My Brother Podcast. Kick My Brother Podcast with Chris and Kyle. Hey! For the next hour, some entertaining conversation, some music talk, and whatever else they get into. Hey! Here are your hosts, Chris and Kyle.
Again.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, welcome to Kick My Brother. Another different Monday. Mondays usually suck, Chris, but today it seems like a pretty good Monday. We had a nice guest with us today.
Absolutely. A special morning edition.
Yeah. Maybe I was thinking, just listening to our opening, maybe we should have went with our drum solo.
Oh, that's right. We should have had an opening.
Yeah. Well, would you like to introduce our guest, Chris? As we bring him
our
on.
Guest, very special guest today has played with a Chris Robinson Brotherhood. Prior to that, played with Robert Walter's 20th Congress, has played with Patty Griffin, has played with Robert Plant. When I say played, I'm saying drummer, professional drummer, professional touring drummer. Has played with Patty Griffin, has played with Robert Plant, and I'm probably missing dozens of other artists that this fantastic drummer has played with. And fantastic, I don't know what necessarily mean. He is fantastic. But you might think fantastic as sort of like a Tommy Lee. But this drummer is completely different than that. A much more shuffle beat drummer from Memphis. And before I go on, I might as well mention his name. It's Mr. George Slupik.
Let's bring him on here. Good morning, George. Are you on?
I am on.
All right, well, welcome. Hopefully that was a nice enough intro to you. Is there anybody we missed that you played with in your career here?
I don't remember ever playing with Robert Plant. I don't know where that came from, but he did use the date Patty Griffin, I know that.
Was there a time, George, I heard a story that he had come out and played a... good morning, George, by the way. This is Chris. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I was waiting for that.
I'm all business this morning. I thought there was a story one time that Robert Plant had come out and done an encore with Patty.
He did.
Were you behind the kid at that time?
No, I just played on Leno with her a couple of years ago.
Oh, that's
pretty cool.
Okay, well, let's spread the rumor this morning that George has played with Robert Plant. Let's spread that rumor.
Yeah, I have to go change that on your Wikipedia page.
Weirder things have happened.
Wikipedia is being changed right now as we speak.
That's right.
But one aspect that really was a curiosity. George, my brother and I, Kyle, we've seen you play probably half a dozen times with the Chris Robinson Brotherhood.
Awesome.
Right here in San Diego. Yeah, yeah, really awesome. Totally awesome. Right here in San Diego. And you spent some time here in San Diego, correct? Quite a bit of time.
Yep. Yeah, 12 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, it's a great city.
So did you know a lot of local musicians out there? I mean, we know a lot of great artists that came out of there, but the one that kind of sticks to my mind is the Rugburns with Gregory Page and Steve Pultz. Any familiarity with them, or did you ever get together? And I know just by my being there, they had a lot of musicians get together and play together and do some fun things. Anybody from the San Diego area that we know that you may have played with?
Steve and I have met, and Greg and I kind of know each other a little bit, but I was sort of fading out of that scene and kind of moving into another thing, I started touring in the late 90s with some other bands. Also, I moved up to Los Angeles for about 5 months to play in a band in like the mid 90s. Then I came back around 90. So I came back to San Diego around 96. And then got into a rockabilly band with a guy named Billy Bacon, and his band was called the Forbidden Pigs. And he's had that band for probably 25 years, maybe longer. And that was a rockabilly swing, but he sort of patterned his band somewhat like, I don't know if you're familiar with Doug Somm and Sir Douglas Quintet from Austin, Texas. Doug Somm wrote a song for the, he performed a tune with the Texas Tornadoes that Billy Bacon had written, Más Cerveza. And so we were in that Texas Tornadoes, the Blasters, Dave Alvin sort of scene. We did a show with Dave Alvin once in Salt Lake. So I was kind of in that scene for a little while. The Rugburns and like Steve Paulson and all those guys were like really taking off in San Diego, but I kind of wasn't around for a while. And then I left Billy Bacon's band and I got into Sha-na-na, and I was with those guys for 2 years. And I really wasn't around San Diego for about 2 years from the end of the 90s until like the early 2000s when I got in Robert Walter's band. I hit the road with Robert Walter for 3 years, and then soon after that, I moved to New York City and played with Melvin Sparks in 2003, and then I got the Mofro gig, did that for 5 years.
I like the Mofro tune. Is Everybody's a Star?
Well, I'm not familiar with that
name
one.
Of the tune? It's not Everybody. Everybody's Something. No, it's not Everybody's a Star. Everybody's Something. I don't know. Yeah, I forgot.
Oh. So you played with Robert Walters and Mofro. Did you? Well, one of my favorite festivals. I'm not sure if you ever got up there to play. Did you ever go play High Sierra with these bands?
Yes. Played High Sierra with Mofro at least twice. Played it with Robert Walter a couple times. Played it with Chris Robinson twice, too. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Anyway, I've definitely seen you then.
George was just there last summer for the 24th anniversary of High Sierra.
That's right.
That's wonderful. That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played.
It's a
shows.
Cool little festival.
It is, man. It's really, really well done, and they're nice people, and it's just fun. It's a beautiful setting. You can't beat the surroundings. You know.
Yeah, that's for sure.
So I know we don't have you for very long, George. What kind of stuff are you working on these days?
I'm sorry I can't be around for much longer. I'm working on these tunes with my friend Jonah Smith. He's from New York, so he lives here in Los Angeles, and he's a really, really great keyboard player, singer, songwriter, and we're going to the West Indies March 1st for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
I'm learning a whole bunch of music. He has a bunch of solo records, and we have some cover tunes that we're going to do. We've been rehearsing with that band. We've got a great quartet. It's going over to St. Bart's for 2 weeks. So I'm going to go to my studio as soon as I get off the phone with you guys.
Yeah. You poor guy going to St. Bart's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome.
I know.
I've never been.
Yeah. George,
I've never been to the West Indies. I've been in the Caribbean a couple of times, you know, on some cruises, you know, but like, yeah, I've never been there for a 2 week stretch. You know, we're going to be on the island for 2 weeks, so it's terrible.
Kind of hard to call it work, right, George? Yeah. What happened there? Are you still with the City Champs? Do you play with them at all?
I do, actually, yes. We're hopefully going to be trying to do another record this year, providing we can all find the time to do it. the biggest hurdle that we are dealing with now is the organizer, Al Gamble plays with St. Paul and the Broken Bones. So his albums are going to Europe like four times this year, and they're playing Carnegie Hall. They've already been on Letterman this year, and you know their touring schedule is just madness. I mean, they're every month, you know, they're just hitting it really hard.
Wow.
So we have to find little windows of opportunity. But yeah, I just was back in Memphis over the holidays. My girlfriend and I went back to Memphis. She'd never been there before, and I wanted to introduce her to my friends and family. So we went back for about 10 days, and City Champs played a show December, actually day after Christmas, at the High Tone, and it was really great. Sold out, and people going crazy. It was fun.
That's how you impress a girl.
Yeah, she was really impressed. I think.
By the way, I'm a national touring musician. Let's go back to my home state and meet my band, just the band I play with.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And if you want to,
I think she felt like maybe she was. I think she maybe felt like she was seeing me. You know what? You know, I mean that music. I've really studied it. You know, hard for many years. You know, she was really impressed.
Good for you, George.
Yeah,
I'm really interested, George, how you, because you do have, and I know in San Diego you're really popular because there's not a lot of folks around here that play that nasty shuffle beat that you have. And,
thanks, man.
And I understand, too, you have, yeah, sure, it's just nasty. It reminds me of, I think one of your influences, of course, and Kyle and I love him, too, is R.I.P. Levon Helm. Just amazing drummer. But I think when you're just like most kids, you're a metalhead, right? Growing up a little bit?
A little bit. I mean, as a teenager, yeah, you know, I started smoking weed, you know, when I was about 13 and listening to Black Sabbath and, you know, Iron Maiden and Ozzy and
Ozzy posters on your wall with the lava lamp bubbling.
I thought those bands were awesome, yeah. Unfortunately, I didn't really get to spend as much time with it as I would have liked, because I got into playing live pretty quickly, and playing music with my dad. And we had a blues band. We used to play on Beale Street all the time in Memphis, and I quickly moved into, you know, early rock and roll and blues, and, you know, started trying to get that shuffle together.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's quite a slowdown from what you're listening to. And it's really neat.
Yeah,
too.
I mean,
George,
I mostly
really
just, I didn't ever really try to play like that. It was more just, you know, just an influential kind of thing. You know, I just appreciated how good those bands were. I loved Iron Maiden when I was growing up. I thought they were great. Did I lose you guys?
Wait until it's done.
No, they were still good. If anybody's just listening live, you can always just download the podcast and it'll go just a few minutes longer.
No worries.
Wonderful. Yeah, we should mention too that I think you mentioned your dad was a musician and George is from Memphis and really has the whole gamut there. There's only a couple of musicians I was going to say that I can't even that I can think of that were thrust in the music scene so early as tour musicians. One, of course, is Steve Winwood, about 14, with Blind Faith, of course.
Yep.
Just amazing. I mean, that kind of reminds me of your story a little bit. And Stefan, I forgot his last name, the bassist for Dave Matthews, started touring when he was about 15 or 16. And so that's, you know, you guys could have been quite the super group as young kids if you all got together, I think.
Yeah, I mean, look at,
it must really
know,
be something,
too. Look at Alex Chilton singing the letter with the Box Tops. You know, what, he's about 17 years old or something, maybe younger, 16, 17.
Mm-hmm. Going back, yeah. go back. So you're really acclimated. You really had that's your youth, really. It was playing live music and touring. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, man. Thank you. I was pretty lucky. My dad played and still plays as much as he can. He was my first teacher. He was my big influence. You know, he was the one that noticed that there was this something there, and he went out and bought me a drum set and started teaching me how to play and listen, into my mom's record collection. And between that and his guidance, and then taking me out to jam sessions when I was really young so that I could see what was happening, like directly on the bandstand, standing on the side of the stage watching drummers play in Memphis. There's really no better education than that,
Yeah, that's awesome. Just as your mind is forming, with life.
Well, George, talk about quickly that you're going to the St. Bart's. Is there anything else that you want to tell your fans about? And then we can let you go do your rehearsal time.
I appreciate it. I'm playing with this amazing guitar player that I can't say enough good things about him. His name's Trevor Minear. He's from Chicago originally. He's been in LA for 5 years, I think. Talk about nasty. When you see this guy play, you hear his music. The first things that come to mind are hill country, North Mississippi sounding guitar. Maybe a little bit more distortion, but then you hear him play and the melodies that he creates. This kid has some facility. He's studied. The songs are really interesting. You can't exactly put your finger on what kind of music it is. Everybody's saying he's a blues guy, but it's so much more than that. But he's got a full length record coming out this year. He released an EP last month that I'm playing on. You can find that at Trevor Minear, TrevorMinear.com. It's MENEAR. I think there's a link to a Bandcamp. Bandcamp site where you can listen to the record that just came out. It's called The Conqueror Route.
All right, excellent. And can you be reached on?
Yeah.
Can you also be reached on Twitter as well, George? And
I set up a Twitter account when it first came out, but I've logged on to it now, honestly, about 5 times. I'm pretty lazy Twitter or.
All right, so if you follow George on Twitter, don't expect much.
Yeah, don't expect anything. I mean, Facebook, Instagram. I'm a little bit lazier on that stuff. I'm more lazy.
Of course, George Lepek. Right, can reach you.
Yeah, I changed my website. It's just my last name now. It's Lepek.com.
Okay.
It's sort of a blog website.
Yeah, it's a real nice site.
Oh, thanks, man. Yeah, I try to update it as much as possible. I just made some updates the other day, put some stuff on there. Actually, I'll be around San Diego playing. Do you guys live in San Diego still, or?
I do. Yeah, Kyle just relocated to Arizona after being in Arizona. Kyle, I don't know how long, how many years?
I bounced around a lot. I was in San Diego, Dallas, Palm Springs, now out to Tucson. So yeah, Chris is still in San Diego, but I'm out in Tucson right now.
Oh, okay. I'm playing.
You'll be around
in
San Diego, though?
Yeah, on the 27th, I'm doing a gig at this little bistro in San Clemente called Iva Lee's with a great harmonica. Harmonica player, friend of mine, that I recorded about 5 records with years ago. His name's Billy Watson. Pretty outstanding.
I'll be up there. It's about 45 minutes south of
North. Yeah. Oh, it's 45 minutes south of you?
Oh, 45 minutes north. I can definitely get up there, though. I like San Clemente. It's a nice little town.
Yeah, it's pretty.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a fun little place. Kind of a quiet gig, but it's really fun. Billy's a amazing entertainer, great harmonica player too.
We'll check that out for sure, George. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no worries.
Got that.
Yeah.
Chris, do you have any? For George, and then so we're gonna get shut off here pretty soon.
I do have one quick question, George. What's a better venue, the Casbah or
San Diego? Oh, man, that is such a hard question. I love the Casbah. I mean, there's nothing's really changed about that place, you know. I mean, they're definitely of the, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it kind of mindset over there. And the owner, Tim Mays, is an old friend of mine. He actually gave me, you know, one of my first starts in San Diego, some early bands I was in, you know, back in the 90s. So I love that venue, but the Belly Up definitely holds a super special place in my heart too. It's definitely probably of the top 5 or 10 music venues around the country that I just, every time I stepped into that room, I just I feel like I'm home. You know, I love it there.
And it's a comfortable place for sure.
It is.
All right. Well, thank you so much, George. I mean, I went over a little bit. So, again, everybody who was listening live, check it out, download it. Good luck in St. Bart's. Go to slupik.com. Check out Trevor Minor. And we wish you all the best, George. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, appreciate it, guys. I appreciate your contacting me, too. And I enjoy the podcast very much. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks so much,
care.
George.
All right.
We're going to play out with some City Champs today.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, man. Do it.
Yeah, here we go.
See y'all later.
See ya.
Thanks, George.